morning. Not wanted. Don't belong. Too much. Different. Not smart enough. Strange. And though this was a term of endearment, two-ton Annie. All alone. Not very athletic. Don't matter. You know, the world and people are quick to put their labels on us. We're constantly told how we should fit in and who we are. And we are bombarded with messages about what it takes to be successful, what it takes to be lovable, and what it takes to be valued. But what happens if I begin to believe these messages are true? What if I begin to agree with them? Well, then I have to believe that I'm difficult. I'm not very lovable. I'm annoying. I'm not enough. I'm chubby. Not very pretty. Not worthy. I'm all alone. I'm not wanted. And I'm too much. You know, Scripture's clear that our words are either blessings or they're curses. Right? There's no middle ground. Our words either breathe life or they bring death. And with our words, we either make agreements with what God says about us or what the kingdom of darkness says about us. And Scripture calls our enemy the father of lies. But what happens when I begin to believe these things are true about me? Well, I begin to retreat. I pull back. I become afraid. I become fearful. I kind of stop what I'm doing, and I become rather ineffective. But what if there was an antidote? What if there was something that could counteract these messages? What if we could arm our children and our family and our loved ones and our friends with the truth about how God sees them? How God sees their identity and who they are, and how God sees the incredible future he has planned for them. You see, then I'd have to begin to believe things like, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I've been created in the image of the Almighty God. I'm loved beyond measure. There's nothing stuck in my hair I can do to separate myself from the love of God. You know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm his workmanship. I'm an overcomer. I'm victorious. You know, he's got these things that he planned in advance for me to do. It's tricky to do this with one hand. But I am so loved and so valued that I've been adopted into his family as his daughter. You know, this is the significance of words of blessing. This is the power of blessing. And tonight at 6 o'clock, we're going to explore what is the power of words. What is a blessing? Why is Esau weeping over not receiving his father's blessing? What's the significance of it? How do we bless each other? And how do we make blessing a way of life? So if you speak, if you use words, if you communicate, you're going to want to be here as we explore these things, because our words are far more powerful than we could have ever hoped or imagined. I look forward to seeing you tonight.